Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. On this podcast, I'll be talking about my nutrition tips for losing 10 kilograms for a beginner. Okay, in this podcast, I'm going to be discussing the essentials of nutrition for beginners who are trying to lose 10 kilograms in a healthy and sustainable way. So I'll be going over my 5 secret nutrition tips on how to keep the 10 kilograms off forever. Now, when I first started, nutrition was like a different language to me. Didn't understand it because in school, they don't teach you the science behind losing weight, losing body fat in a sustainable way. Maybe some of your friends would have said to you, hey, if you drop carbs or drop calories and don't eat, you'll lose weight. I mean, you don't need to be a scientist to understand the principles of weight loss. Eat less, lose weight. But once you become an adult and life happens, then you need to realize, well, things take time. You need energy. You can't just lose weight by not eating because that's going to affect your day-to-day activities. Now, how are you going to bring your kids to school if you feel like crap and you can't be bothered just getting out of bed? You need energy. How are you going to deal with work? How are you going to be moving boxes from day to day at work? How are you going to go grocery shopping when you just have no energy to get out of bed? So you need food. Now, when I first started, no one taught me this. And what was most frustrating is that I had everything handed to me, to be honest. Like, my parents were cooking for me. I had a pretty easy growing up, not gonna lie. I was always fed. There wasn't a day there wasn't food on the table. So the double-edged sword to that is you never really learn anything. You just eat. And in a Chinese culture, there's protein, there's vegetables, there's rice. So I'm hitting my nutrients. It's not like I'm getting sick too often. So I had no real need to change. I was chilling. I was comfortable. But what do we know when we're comfortable? We don't grow. We don't really get anywhere. We don't see the best versions of ourselves when we're comfortable. On the other side of comfort is growth. And I often talk to my Dream Team Academy students about the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And if you want to lose 10 kilograms and learn about nutrition, you have to learn about the growth mindset. So I'm going to be talking to you today about nutrition, the basics of nutrition. When I first started, didn't know how to cook. I had to get my friend, who at the time was a personal trainer, to teach me how to chop vegetables. The only thing I knew how to do is boil eggs. The only thing I knew how to do is make toast. The only thing I knew how to do was have cereal with protein powder. Because I was working at McDonald's at the time, and at McDonald's, I thought, you know what, burgers have protein. It says in the back of the packet, it's 50 grams of protein, and I lift weights, and I want to put on muscle to have more confidence. So why don't I just eat burgers? This is my base level of education when it comes to nutrition, which is very poor. I thought banana bread was healthy. You know, I was 19 at the time, and banana sounded healthy, so banana bread can't be that bad. But little do I know, when I'm older, it's like 40 grams of processed sugar and little to no banana at all. Now, let's talk about the basics of nutrition. You need to understand the importance of a balanced diet. We cannot cut food groups out. Unless you have dietary requirements or different beliefs when it comes to food, why would you cut out meat? Why would you cut out carbs? Why would you cut out fruit? Why would you cut out vegetables? Why would you cut out green leafy vegetables? It doesn't make any sense. The body is designed to feed off as much nutrients as possible. That's a well-balanced diet, which consists of good quality proteins such as chicken breast, such as eggs, such as fish, such as salmon, such as beef. You know, these are the food groups that make us feel strong. Why would you want to cut them out? And if you're vegetarian, well, you can have tofu, you can have egg whites, you can have tempeh, you can have beans, you can have legumes. Now, if you choose to cut off carbohydrates as a source to increase weight loss, the impact goes not just on the scale, but your psychology with food. So in the long run, you're always going to relate weight loss to dropping carbs. And that's not going to be healthy because every time you go out, there's carbs everywhere and you're at a friend's birthday, you're just thinking carbs is the devil. That's not a healthy way to live a life. So we need a balanced diet. We do not cut food groups out. That's number one. That's the first secret. The second secret is developing healthy eating habits. You need to learn how to plan healthy meals and snacks. When I open my fridge, I'm in Dubai right now. I can open it up and I can see a chicken stir fry. I can see 20 eggs. I can see protein powder. I can see banana. I have a variety of food that I can pull from the fridge that is going to help me keep the body of my dream. You open your fridge. What do you have? Exactly. Okay. I'm not saying I'm better than you. I just know how to plan better than you, you know? And he or she who knows how to plan better will get better results. So start there. Okay. Portion control and mindful eating. Okay. That's still under secret number two. If you look at your plate next time you eat, what does it consist of? It needs to consist of at least 40% of your plate being protein, 40% of your plate being carbohydrates, and 20% of your plate being good fats. Could be oil, could be avocado, could be some nuts. This goes back to secret number one, a balanced diet. So mindful eating is knowing what you're eating and just eating in a present state. If you're like working and eating at the same time, more likely than not, you're overeating because you don't really get to sit there and actually enjoy your food. When's the last time you ate your food and enjoyed the texture that hits your tongue? When's the last time you, instead of like swallowing your food, you're taking your time and biting through your food, letting your metabolism work for you as opposed to just eating in whole bites? Slow things down. You burn calories by chewing, okay? So take your time. You also want to be incorporating more fruits and vegetables into your diet. This is only going to help with fat loss. This is only going to help you with your immune system. This is only going to help you with energy. There's going to be a lot of micronutrients in the vegetables and fruits that are going to make you feel good. All right, number three, you need to make healthier food choices because you can develop healthy eating habits, a secret number two. But secret number three, you need to understand what's healthy and what's not. So next time you go grocery shopping, look at your food packages and look at the back of it. Read the food label. What does it say? I want to teach you. When you look at the back of a packet on any food label, look at the ingredients. What's the first ingredient? If the first ingredient is sugar, it's not good for you. Okay. Yeah, you know this, but you need to be told this because you're not self-aware. So you just look at the front packaging, which says 99% fat free. Well, what does that mean if it's 99% fat free? Is that a good thing? No. That means it's full of fats, full of processed food, full of fillers. Look at the back packet of the marketing, not the front packet. The front is all trying to pull you in to buy the products. Okay. Well, the food industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Okay. It's not designed to make you healthy. If it was, Australians, Americans, and Canadians will not be the leading countries in obesity. Okay. It's not designed to work for you. It's designed to work against you. So pay attention. Don't be stupid. Number two, when it says 99% fat free, that doesn't necessarily mean it's healthy either. 99% fat-free milk could be 99% sugar-orientated milk, okay? So you need to understand marketing as well. Choose healthy options when you eat out. When I go out at a restaurant, I will choose maybe the side of vegetables instead of the fries. I will choose chicken without the sauce. I will choose steak without the sauce. I will choose the clean, healthier options. I won't choose the pasta. I won't choose the pizza. I'll choose the risotto. I will choose the fish. I will choose the... I don't even choose the salads unless it's a really nice salad because I don't want to go out to a restaurant while everyone's eating whatever and I'm eating like a garden salad. That's not me. Okay. I still want to make it fun. And even cooking at home, guys, like if you're cooking at home, just be aware of what you're putting into the food, you know? So if you're cooking with oil, just understand that one tablespoon is 150 calories, you know? But if you have portion sizes and you have serving sizes, it could be 20 calories. But if you're having one meal and you're cooking in a fry pan and you're using 2 tablespoons of olive oil, that's 300 calories. That's basically like a low carb meal. Okay. So you need to understand that cooking healthy options at home also needs to be calorie controlled. And that's why I bring it back to the point of portion size. Okay. Healthy options, you need to choose from good sources. So when you open your fridge, you want to have protein, you want to have a good set of carbs, and you want to have, you know, avocado in there. You want to be in an environment where there's healthy options. That way you can make healthy foods. If you do not have healthy options at home, you're going to call Uber Eats and you're going to make wrong choices. So your unhealthy meals at home becomes a quick Uber Eats option, which doesn't really have foods that are catered for fat loss because they don't care. They just want your money. Now, secret number four, staying motivated and accountable. This is very important. Now, they go hand in hand because like, let's say you're a disciplined individual and you're accountable, but you have no motivation. So when you do the work, it's not even specific. It's not intentional. I call it going through the motions. You're at a gym, you're pushing the weight, you're going with the flow, but there's no intention behind it. Like you're not really doing anything. You're doing half squats. You know, you're not doing deep, heavy ass to grass squats. You're doing half squats. So you end up with like all the other people in the gym classes doing half squats, bad form, bad technique, develop arthritis, develop carpal tunnel, develop knee pain because they never really intentionally work out because no one's taught them. Okay. So you need to be motivated and accountable. Find a realistic goal that you get excited about. So for me, I'm like, man, if I'm going to do a boxing comp one day, like I did last year, I'm going to make sure I do cardio every single morning. I'm not going to like it. I'm not going to enjoy it, but I'm going to be disciplined. But I'm motivated because I know the end goal is me winning the fight. For you, it could be like, I've got a wedding coming up or I've got summer coming up. I want to be in that bikini body. That's the goal, right? How far off are you? It's 4 months. You need to lose 10 kilograms. Well, that's pretty reasonable. You know, 10 kilograms over 4 months, it's 2.5 kilograms a month, which equates to about 600 grams a week. That's not too bad. You can probably do that. It's 100 grams a day, you know? So break it down a little small bite pieces and it becomes realistic. And then last but not least, if you want to be accountable, you need to find some accountability. Good luck trying to be accountable to yourself when you don't remember the last time you're more consistent than 3 weeks. So find someone that has knowledge. Find someone that's going to call you out when you're slacking. Find someone that's not afraid to tell you the truth. Find someone that's going to be in your corner to tell you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. I'm not going to tell one of my students, oh, Sarah, you're doing fine. You did one workout in the last 2 weeks. It's better than nothing. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, Sarah, pick your lazy ass up. The game plan is 4 workouts this week. Do at least 3. Can you do that for you? You did mention that you've been depressed for a very long time and you want to do something with your life since your boyfriend broke up with you and broke your heart. Maybe it's time to make yourself feel better. Maybe it's time to give yourself self-love. And then one day you're going to attract who you are. If you give yourself love, love is going to come towards you. Okay. Look at your body like a vessel. This vessel, you want to pour as much into it as possible. And having someone to teach you how to do that is vital. That's secret number 4. Last but not least, secret number 5, creating a sustainable lifestyle. You need to make healthy habits a part of your routine. Every morning I wake up, I do 8,000 steps on the treadmill while I get back to all my clients. Okay. If your life is busy and stressful, you need to habit stack. I was telling this to some of my students this morning. Habit stacking is doing one habit while doing another. Okay. Let's say, you know, you're making meal prep for the day. Why not listen to a motivating, inspiring, educational podcast while you are prepping? This is hitting 2 birds with 1 stone, sorry. Okay. So don't tell me about, I'm too busy. You don't understand, Coach Pat. I have 5 kids. Okay. What's your point? Your kids are not going to care if you have 20 kids. They still need to be fed healthy food. Otherwise, they're going to be fat and obese. Do you want that to happen? No, you do not want that to happen. Okay. So think smarter. Okay. Thinking smarter is planning ahead, understanding why you're doing this. So you're doing this for your kids. The same reason why you're telling yourself you're lazy is the same reason you should tell yourself you're not lazy. So what I'm trying to say is if you're going to blame yourself for all the things that are wrong in your life, why don't you also blame yourself for all the things that are right in your life, okay? You listening to this podcast and wanting to make changes is also a good thing. Even though you haven't done nothing, you haven't done anything the last few weeks to make yourself proud, at least you're trying to, you know, open the door to turn the chapter, okay? You need to break out of that dark tunnel. You know, when you're in a tunnel and all you can see is darkness and you don't feel like you can get out, well, guess what? There is light. You just have to turn the light on. Okay. And if you want to maintain weight loss and prevent future weight gain from happening, you need to make this something that you do every single day. So like I said, I do my 8,000 steps every morning. Get into moving in the morning and attacking your day. Our early wins, I like to call it. Early wins will build momentum throughout the day. There I have it. Guys, my 5 secrets. Understanding the basics of nutrition, understanding healthy eating habits. 3, making healthier food choices. 4, staying motivated and accountable. 5, creating a sustainable lifestyle. So those are my nutrition tips for losing 10 kilograms for a beginner. Hope you enjoy this podcast. Your 1 coach is out. See you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Gains podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me Transform on IG, and I'll send you more details.